Now, for 4 decades now, international bird watchers have been arriving at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat in Lamington National Park, Queensland, to spot rare birds that can't be found anywhere else in the world. Veronica Matheson speaks with Shane O'Reilly to find out more about the bird life there, and it sounds a bit like this.
Hello, Shane. Now, could you tell me, why is bird watching such a popular pastime?
Oh, Ronnie, I think a lot of people like it because it is out with nature. It's completely and utterly sustainable, environmentally friendly. And birds do have personalities, and people take a while to work that out. But once you get to know them, different varieties of different traits and the way they act, and even individuals, you can get to know individuals.
I'd imagine you have to have pretty good eyesight, though, to spot these birds.
Yes, you need reasonable eyesight. You actually probably need a good pair of binoculars. That certainly helps. But a small, compact pair of binoculars certainly come in very handy.
What's the best time of the day to go bird watching?
Well, that's a good question, because sadly it's right in the beginning. As the sun's coming up, first couple of hours is when birds are often most active. Not all of them, but the vast majority of them are.
So you have to be an early riser.
Yes, we run a bird walk every morning at O'Reilly's. It leaves 6:45, but that's relatively late for bird watchers, really. But you can still get to see a lot of the more common varieties at that time.
Now, bird watchers from around the world are actually heading to your retreat. Why do they go to see you?
O'Reilly's, or in particularly Lamington National Park, is quite well known as a great hotspot for birds, where we are generally quite amenable temperature-wise, and we've got such brightly coloured birds, some very rare ones, but a lot of that are quite common as well. So people enjoy seeing those birds. And on top of that, we do tours off down into the valleys and the country areas out west of Bow Desert. And we also then come and do some of the islands like Stradbroke Island and the Waders down the back of the Gold Coast. So you get the rainforest, the water birds, and the sort of ones out in the country areas as well.
Oh, that would be great for bird watchers if they could tick off so many in such a short time.
Yeah, around about 220 they generally see in a week.
That is wonderful. So what proportion of your visitors are from overseas? Just a few or quite a few?
Over a year, it averages about 25%.
And which countries do they usually come from? Which countries are bird mad?
The two main ones we get are from the UK and from America. Both of those countries, bird watching is a very popular activity. And neither of them have as the birds that we have, anything like them.
Why do they call the British, they always call them twitchers, don't they, if they're bird
twitches,
lovers?
Yes.
Why is that?
You know, they don't have really the colour or the variety that we have. And so I think when they get into bird watching over there and they come to a place like this in Australia, they just feel like they've almost died and gone to heaven with all this fantastic colours we have of bowerbirds and parrots, etc.
Right, because normally what, the robin would be their most colourful bird.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest, over there, but our Albert's lyrebird is, and river scrub birds, you know, some of the ones are extremely rare here, are very well known around the world, and people often come to O'Reilly just to see that one bird.
Describe that bird to me. What's so special about it?
Oh, the Albert's lyrebird. Well, it's a mimic. It does a great dance, but it can mimic anything from cars to chainsaws to other birds to really anything at all.
How exciting! I mean, have you heard it often?
Oh yes, yeah. We're so lucky at O'Reilly's. It's been there now for near on 100 years, and a lot of those rare birds over that long period of time have gone through so many generations of birds, and they know now that the people are not going to attack them. And so we're seeing more Albus lyrebirds now than we were even seeing 10 years ago, simply because they're becoming more comfortable with humans around and they're knowing they're safe.
Now, tell me, you've got a tree canopy walk there, don't you? Is that a sort of a better way of going to see, to spot the birds?
Yeah, well, my father built that, and he did that 30 years ago, and the reason he built it was so people could get up into the canopy of the trees to see birds that are nesting, particularly this time of year, but also flowering orchids in the rainforest. Often they're up and up at that height, and that's why he built it. A lot of people like going on that walk just because it's right up in the air and it moves around. It's a bit scary, but the idea is really to look at the birds and the nests and the flowers from the orchids.
It's a great idea. Soon O'Reilly's will be celebrating its 40th annual Bird Week. That's quite a record, isn't it? What happens?
Yeah, well, 40 years since, again, my father started that week. And, it's been, it's a full week of activities, and we have special guides come in. But it's funny, over the years, a lot of people, like a big group of them, have been back there every year, and most of them have done at least 30 of the 40 years. Now, they're not coming back for the birds, obviously. They're coming back for the companionship that they've made, and a lot of them have been there for so many years, know the birds well, and they take newcomers under their wings, so to speak, to use an analogy, and show them how to look for birds. And they're not even the guide, they're just guests. Quite a community, really.
Now, you've got a big weekend coming up, a big family weekend.
Yes, the family, the third and fourth generation of O'Reilly's up there are doing a walk to retrace Bernard's steps out to the Stinson wreck. And so, yeah, that'll be the first time the fourth generation. I think there's about 20 in total. So I hope they'll all survive.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. The Stinson wreck, is it still there, or is there any signs of where it did crash in 1937?
There's not a lot there really anymore, Ronnie, because it's just there's really some plaques there where the graves were, and there's just maybe a couple of little bits of metal you'll see sometimes on the floor of the forest, but it's really all rusted away and gone now.
Shane, we've run out of time, but thank you very, very much. And look, have a wonderful weekend. I'm sure it will be a great walk for you and your family.
That was Shane O'Reilly, Managing Director of the O'Reilly Family Company, talking there to Veronica Matheson.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.